What's up, y'all? It's Micaiah. It's been a minute. This isn't an ideal episode, but I'm like months late. But I say that every episode, and I sit here and act inconsistent. I just be having shit going on. But today, I just want to do a story time of when I lost my back. Okay, so here's how the story begins. I wake up this morning, right? Back just working. I ain't gonna say perfectly because it was some tweaks that could be made, but you know, it's working. I ain't no abnormal pain or nothing. You feel me? I'm normal bitch. Speeds to work. Get to work. I'm about 20 minutes in. And my supervisor asked me to go grab some little totes with some sub parts in it for another cell. I'm not going to go into what that means. If you don't know, you don't. If you hear my stomach, oh well. So I drove up to the parts. Mind you, I am a forklift driver. I drive a forklift. I do not lift anything if it is not lifted by a forklift. So me picking up anything was already like, whoa, you feel me? Whoa, this is crazy. This is a lot to deal with. This is insane. You feel me? Almost slavery in a way. Cause it's like, I'm only getting paid to do this. And now I'm being asked to lift this. This is crazy. Mind you, the tote was probably a good betwixt 50 to 53 pounds. I was about to lie and say 100. It was not 100 pounds. It was about 50 pounds, right? And so I go lines up like I'm about to pick this tote up. And I pick up the tote. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, this is good. I'm good. This is good. I picked this tote up. I'm good. You feel me? Within 3.56 milliseconds, I feel a strange pull in my back. And I immediately dropped them damn totes because I was like, whoa, buddy, what the fuck was that? It was my back giving out on me, right? Right. So as my back is giving out, I am bent over in front of one of my team leads. Mind you, in pain, hurting. And the bitch gonna say, you shouldn't have lifted it. Bitch, are you serious, bitch? Because you sat there and watched me lift it. You watched me. You waited for me to lift it so I could transport it to where it needed to be. You were not going to lift that motherfucker. I lifted it, bitch, in front of you. There was no objections to that lift until after I lifted it. And then it was like, oh, you probably shouldn't have did that. Oh, really, bitch? You over there with a healthy back, bitch. Ooh, bitch. I could go on about that all day. Let me continue with this story, though. And so I limps to my forklift. I'm thinking, okay, I'm on a forklift, so I'm going to sit down all day. And I'll be cool. I get on the forklift, and there's problems. I can't turn around. I can't sit comfortably. I can't move my arms and legs because my back is in such pain. And mind you, it had nothing to do with my arms and legs. Now, my legs was low-key numb, okay? Okay? Low-key numb. Like, bitch was walking, I was subject to fall at any moment. There was no way that I was going to be doing any walking around that motherfucker. That is my stomach. Anyways, I go to the tool crib is what we call where we get our headsets and tools and just basic shit. Like if I needed medicine, I would have to write that I needed it type shit, which is fucking crazy to me. But like even if I was to go just grab a Band-Aid, them motherfuckers would spaz type shit. And so I went to the tool crib and basically was like, hey, you got some icy hot? Because my back is on fire. Cue Alicia Keys song, My Back is on Fire. And she took it upon herself to call my supervisor to tell him that my back was fucked up, right? And so my supervisor calls me because I tried to scurry away. I tried, did not go fast at all, did not. It was literally a light scurry. Or is it curry? Is it? No, it's a scurry. It's scurry. I'm pretty sure it's scurry. Shit, I'm not a scholar, clearly. I feel like a scholar would have knew to lift with their knees and not their back. Okay? I did not. It ain't even though I didn't know that. I just was like, this is about to be quick. And as quick as it was quick that my back quit on me. That shit is crazy. And so we're going to fast forward to my supervisor. Are you okay? Not really. No, I'm not. Back done. And he's like, okay, we're going to go to HR. So we goes to HR. We're in HR, right? And they tell me that I have a drug test and a breathalyzer. I have to take a breathalyzer to make sure that I did not have any alcohol in my system. I did not have any alcohol in my system. I do, however, smoke weed. Okay? Keep up. And so, mind you, they was cool about it. The bitch was like, not the bitch. The HR lady was like, if you have anything in your system, let me know now. I told her I'm not going to have alcohol, but I will have weed. Like, it's crazy because I wasn't even high when all of this happened. I didn't even smoke this morning, which is rare that I don't smoke on the way to work. But I didn't smoke this morning because I did not have time to. So I didn't smell like weed. I didn't have nothing on me. I was good. My bad, y'all. I'm sucking on this roach. This motherfucker's so small. I could have rolled up during this, but I've been laying down with this icy hot patch trying to dry hump air so I can keep my back active. Because, listen, walking around is painful. Like I said, I didn't almost fail several times today just trying to walk. I'm good. And so we're in the HR office, right? And I have to be on the phone with whoever the fuck. I think it's their insurance people, really, because the bitch really just took my information, the reason that we were calling, and told me that I had to go to this specific urgent care, which was at the hospital. Y'all could have checked me in. I don't know why y'all did that. Like, I gotta go to our urgent care. That's crazy. But they took me to the urgent care. Mind you, they didn't let me drive myself. They won't let me use my primary care doctor. They Ubered me to the urgent care. So I pulls up to the urgent care, goes in there, fills out the paperwork, does that. It took them a good hour, 30 minutes to even call me. Which is crazy, because how I'm supposed to sit here, not even how I'm supposed to, because I did it. But I sat there for an hour, 30 minutes, back fucked. Trying not to act uncomfortable, but I was, buttocks just fucked. Buttocks numb. Legs damn near numb. Like, that's crazy to me. The American healthcare system and the laziness of it all. So I goes back there. She's like, we're gonna do the drug test and the breathalyzer first. And I'm like, we couldn't have saved this till afterwards. We couldn't figure out what's wrong with my back first before we sit here and do this. Cool. put my shit in the locker, locked the lock, went in there, peed, which I didn't even really think I had to pee, but as soon as I went in there, I instantly had to pee. I guess my uterus just be Bluetoothing to all different types of toilets at this point in my life. Where was I at? Okay. Took the test, gave her, handed her my pee, filled out some paperwork, went and did the breathalyzer, passed 000, because what the fuck, niggas don't go to work drunk. Niggas drink at the job, but niggas will not go to work drunk. It was 6 something in the morning. I wasn't drunk. You feel me? I wasn't drunk. And the lady that was with me doing my little vitals and shit, she drops me off in the room. The doctor comes in and is asking me questions about what happened. And so she ended up doing some little reflex tests and shit. So my sciatic nerve was not pinched. None of my nerves are bad. None of my nerves did anything, but I did pull a muscle. Which is fucking crazy to me. Okay. Very insane. Very insane. Not even joking with you. But as soon as she was finished, she was like, yeah, I'm not one of those doctors that's gonna keep you from working. I'm like, are you sure? I can't go home today. Like, just today. She's like, that's up to your job. Oh, okay, cool beans. That's what's up. Or whatever. And we ended up talking about the Chiefs game or whatever. I'm just like, girl. She said, you could take Tylenol. You could take Advil. You could take ibuprofen. I'm like, I took ibuprofen before I got here. I took 2 fat-ass 500 milligram ibuprofens. And my back's still fucked. Where's the hydros? Where is the Oxycontin? A Xanax or something? Like, I'm not a crackhead. I'm not a fiend. But it's like, damn, bitch, you see me walking painfully and you talk about a damn Advil, bitch. How dare you? Anyways, I had to call my job and tell them to come Uber me home. Not Uber me home, Uber me to the job, because my car is literally at the job. And I get there. I get to the job. And as soon as I walk in, the lady that I told that I was going to fail for weed, she gave me a paper with a counselor on it. So now I have to go to drug counseling because they now see me as a fucking crackhead. That is so crazy to me. Very insane. Very much not at all what I thought my Monday morning was going to be like. And so the drug test didn't even come back. So I had to go home off the strength of, they don't even have my drug test results yet, which is going to come back negative for everything but weed. I don't do anything. And they lucky they caught me on today, because it would have had alcohol in my pee. Because I will sip a little some. You feel me? But luckily I was not sipping that some today. All right. And that's the situation. That's where I'm at in my life. I'm sitting here currently in real time with a bad back. With a bad back. I'm pissed. I'm not pissed. I'm mad at myself because, bitch, why did I lift with my back? That don't even make sense. This, if you don't know now, know now. What am I saying? If you don't already know, you will know now. Stretch. Do some physical activity. I don't do anything but go to work and come home. I don't work out. I don't stretch. And now, when my back is good, I'm going to be stretching, because there's no way that I'm going to be pulling muscles and I'm 28 years old. That's crazy to me. Thank you for listening to my story time. I'm going to go swallow a handful of fucking, I don't even know where my motherfucking Tylenol is, actually. So, I'll probably just be sitting here swallowing air and food if I get up to go eat. Honestly, let's be real. Bitch might sit here and starve off the strength of my motherfucking back hurt. Every time I get up, my butt cheeks go numb. That's crazy. I've never done that standing up. But, all right, y'all. Bye.